The prophecy was clear to the 30 people gathered in the compound outside Clayton, New Mexico.
The book of Daniel, chapter 9, had revealed the exact date of the apocalypse, and one man, Wayne Bent, had figured out which day the prophecy indicated on the modern calendar.
In October 2007, as Halloween approached, the members of the Lord Our Righteousness Church prepared to die under the instruction of their leader.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the 11th episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Paulson.
Hi, everyone. Today we're discussing the apocalyptic prophecies of Wayne Bent, a former Seventh-day Adventist preacher who convinced his followers that the end of the world was coming. A few years later, he told them he was the Messiah and their only hope for salvation.
In 1987, 46-year-old Wayne Bent was a beloved pastor in Riverside, California. He was known as a charismatic leader and preacher.
The Seventh-day Adventist Church had emerged as a sect of the Millerite movement in the mid-1800s. The Millerites taught that the end of the world would occur in conjunction with the return of Christ. They even had a date for it, October 22, 1844.
But that autumn day came and went in 1844. Armageddon did not occur, and the date became known among Millerites as the Great Disappointment. But one sect of the church believed the prophecy was true, and the Millerites had simply gotten the date wrong. This sect split off to form the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
In 1989, Wayne left the Seventh-day Adventists and formed the Lord Our Righteousness Church in Sandpoint, Idaho. His initial congregation reportedly consisted of 300 members who followed him from California.
A decade later, Wayne moved his congregation to an encampment outside Clayton, New Mexico. Then, in June of 2000, Wayne provided his congregation with a detailed prophecy for the end of the world.
Wayne claimed that Michael the Archangel had spoken to him, revealing that the world was to end on October 31st, 2007. Wayne's new task was to prepare the souls of his congregation for Armageddon.
Wayne explained in a detailed chart that the book of Daniel had been previously misinterpreted. The correct date, Wayne said, was found by adding the prophesied number in Daniel to the year 1517, when the Protestant Reformation began. This gave the year as 2007.
The exact date, October 31st, was the day that Martin Luther publicly revealed his 95 Theses. Wayne had the exact date of the end of the world, clear as day, he said.
To prepare his people for the second coming of Christ, Wayne claimed they needed to be naked before God. This included the virgins of the church, many of whom were minors.
As the embodiment of God, Wayne encouraged many of the girls in his congregation, some as young as 13, to take this commandment literally. If they lay naked with him, they would be connected to God.
Rumors of this conduct spread quickly beyond the Clayton compound, and eventually the county sheriff was called to investigate.
As Wayne fended off the allegations of sexual misconduct, Halloween 2007 came and went.
Wayne's prophecy appeared to be incorrect. Not long after, his conduct with underage girls was also found to be wrong. The sheriff completed the investigation on April 22, 2008. Wayne was arrested 2 weeks later.
In December of 2008, he was convicted and sentenced to 10 years in prison. Though his prophecies didn't come true, Wayne's actions still changed the lives of his followers forever. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.